All season long, the Calgary Stampeder defense delivered for this football club. And today in the Western Final, the defense delivers again. Not a single touchdown for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers offense in this game. Andrew Harris, well, he was good, but certainly not great, as the Calgary Stampeder defense held him to under 100 yards. And yes, it was the Eric Rogers, Bo Levi, Mitchell show on offense. The Stampeders are on their way to the Grey Cup Championship after a 22-14 win. Welcome to the Valentine Volvo postgame show. Jock Wilson, Dave Rowe here in the press box. Mark Steven on his way down to a jubilant Calgary Stampeder dressing room. Dave McIver on the sidelines for Cowboys Casino. I mentioned Eric Rogers back in the lineup. His neighborhood in the end zone for touchdowns. He gets not one, two touchdowns in the first half, both in the second quarter. So after 30 minutes of play, the Calgary Stampeders had a 14-6 lead. The Calgary Stampeders took the wind and the ball to start the third quarter. Didn't exactly go according to plan because the Stamps had to concede a safety. They gave up a 41-yard field goal to Justin Medlock. We had a football game through three quarters. It was 14-11. The Calgary Stampeders were still on top. But then this was the one that put the nail in the coffin for the Calgary Stampeders and really did in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. At the 11:22 mark of the fourth quarter, it was Eric Rogers for the third time in this game as he finds the end zone.
Mitchell to the air. Mitchell is back, throwing in the end zone, looking for a target. Allen, they pull it in. It's a touchdown! Calgary Stampeders, a sensational grab off his feet, pulled in by, you guessed it, Eric Rogers.
After the convert, the Calgary Stampeders had a 21-11 lead. Rob Maver kicked a single just a few minutes later, making it 22-11. The Bombers do go for the late field goal with just 38 seconds left on the clock, a 37-yarder, and that was all she wrote for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Their final points of the afternoon, 22-14. The Calgary Stampeders win the West and are on their way to take on the Ottawa Redblacks, a rematch of the 2016 Grey Cup Championship in Grey Cup 106 in Edmonton. Wow, that was exciting. Welcome to the Valentine Volvo postgame show. Jock and Dave here as we just recap what happened. And it's interesting, Dave Rowe, because we said, when we're talking about this in the postgame show, are we going to be talking about a great Stampeder offense or an unbelievable story on the defensive side of the ball? And hey, the offense was good, but the defense was even better.
Yeah, in my usual astute way, I did say it was going to be the Calgary Stampeder defense that would make the difference. I mean, this group was, you had the personnel that you wanted to have in there, you know, as opposed to like that last game in Winnipeg. Your playmakers were making plays. What do you say about Brandon Smith with that big play right near the end of the game? You had the Ciante Evans with big hits. Trey Roberson, you know, the rookie, completely negating that Winnipeg passing attack. The front four, pressure on Matt Nichols, and also really taking Andrew Harris out of the game plan. I mean, Harris had the 119-yard run, but other than that, he finishes, I'm just trying to call up his
yards.
Numbers here, 13 carries for 71 yards, so 12 carries for 50 yards other than that one big play. They were everything that you could have asked for that group.
I know we're going to get to the crunch of the game for Horton Auto Body and Paint, coming up in the fifth quarter call-in show for Mountain View Financial. But let me tell you, you talk about the defense. I go to two plays in this football game, one in the second quarter and one in the third quarter, where the Calgary Stampeders were in a situation where it was second and two, second and short for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And both times they stuffed Andrew Harris. One time, Derek Wiegand on the second down in the second quarter, and then Cordero Law in the third quarter. Those were huge plays because they were momentum killers for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you've got, you know, when you've got the outstanding Canadian, you've got an outstanding running back like Andrew Harris, and it just comes down to football. I mean, remember, Andrew Harris has a pretty good offensive line in front of him, and the Calgary Stampeders defensive line just knuckled down and played football. It's as simple as, you know, who's going to win that battle in the trenches? Who's going to push who around? And that the Calgary Stampeder front four were able to, you know, were able to win that war.
Well, as we take a look at the stat story for Lexus of Calgary, we may as well talk about the passers, the quarterbacks in this game. Matt Nichols was okay, 15 of 32, doesn't complete 50% of his passes, 156 yards. Bo Levi Mitchell, hey, he was a little bit better than okay, complete 17 of 31. But here's the key for Bo Levi Mitchell, as we've talked about so much with this quarterback who has the best winning percentage in the game. He doesn't throw any interceptions. He plays smart football. He manages the game very well. And then he has three touchdown passes.
Okay, remember one of my keys to the game, Jock, was take what's there. And I talked about, you know, Bo all too often has a tendency to want to make that highlight reel throw into triple coverage when the pocket breaks down and when he's on the run. Today, he held on to the ball. He took a couple of sacks. He threw the ball out of bounds. He took what was there. He didn't make a bad situation worse.
You know, and I look at the running game. If you would have told me in the pregame show that Don Jackson would have outrushed Andrew Harris in this game, I would have said, no chance. It's not going to happen. Well, it did happen. Don Jackson, 14 carries for 83 yards. We've already mentioned Andrew Harris. But here's the interesting point. When Don Jackson put the ball on the ground to start the third quarter, I'm thinking, oh, no, here we go.
I've seen Don Jackson have meltdowns on the sidelines after putting the ball on the ground, after things don't go his way. I didn't see him having that meltdown on the sideline. He was able to knuckle down. He was able to put that play in the past and move past. And he was a much better running back after he put the ball on the ground that one time.
You know, we're going to continue the stats story for Lexus of Calgary. Right now, they're just handing off the Western Conference Championship trophy here on the stage. That's why we're not going to go to the coach. So it gives us time to take a quick timeout on the Valentine Volvo postgame show. So much more discussion to get into. We'll hear from head coach Dave Dickinson. We'll hear from the players as well. We'll go down to the sidelines to talk to a member of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as well. This is the home of the Calgary Stampeders, Alberta Ford dealer, Stampeder Football on 770 CHQR. And when the Calgary Stampeders were on the road this season, Dave and I were on the road at Cowboys Casino. The Stampeders will have one more road game. It is the 106th Grey Cup Championship in Edmonton. Unfortunately, our broadcast team will not be part of that broadcast, but we will have every second of that Grey Cup game here on the home of the Calgary Stampeders, 770 CHQR. We're going to be picking up the national feed, TSN Radio Network. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff in Edmonton. The pregame show will be on the air at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know what, Dave Rowe?
Do tell.
Edmonton's not that far away. I think I just might have to take a roadie.
Yeah,
to Edmonton.
It's funny, as you know, Mark was talking about, you know, the white horse is riding to Edmonton. The white horse is riding a bus to Edmonton, which, I don't know, seems a little ignoble for a Western Championship team. You know, showing up to a championship week on a bus. But I think if you ask the Calgary Stampeders, you know, they'd hitchhike to get up there. You know, they take an Uber. If they had to. It's just all about, you know, getting back, you know, taking, you know, looking to take that final step, looking to slay that dragon, you know, however you want to put it, of what's happened to them the last 2 years. You know, how grateful do you think the core of this team is just to get that one more opportunity just to put their stamp on this thing?
Well, it's so true, because it's the first time in franchise history that this team has made three consecutive appearances and the Grey Cup Championship game. And let's go right now to the Calgary Stampeder dressing room, because with the victorious head coach of this game, Dave Dickinson, here is Mark Stephen.
We do have the head coach of the Western Division champion Calgary Stampeders. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Quite a slugfest, though, and not much room separating the teams, but in the end, you pulled it away.
Yeah, it was two good football teams. It wasn't overly exciting as far as offensive football. It was still one of those games. I thought we were a little tight, honestly. I think we were pressing a little bit. I'm hoping our team loosens up a little bit and enjoys the process and the win, and we can play a little freer next week and hopefully put a good performance together.
I think that's as good as your defense played, not only this year, but in other years. They just never got on track.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough, hard-fought game. I felt like, to be honest, I think that we took away a lot of what they did, but they made their plays. We tackled well, though. The turnovers, we held on to the ball for the most part. We had the one there. But I always feel it comes down to penalties and turnovers. I do feel like we maybe got a touchdown or two stole from us early. It doesn't matter. We guys just kept fighting, and honestly, it was just great to get the win.
You were juggling your decisions on receivers all week. Eric Rogers made the grade and paid off with an amazing effort.
I thought so. I knew he was going to have a good game. I really did. He had the top week in practice. I was very confident in him. He basically, though, he was the star. And we need some other guys to step up. Can't win it if we don't have more guys step up.
Just one sour note, Ramar Morris. I don't know exactly what happened, but didn't finish the game when he was in his break for a punt. Can you give us any update there?
Well, I mean, I'm not positive. When you see a guy go down without getting touched, it's usually an Achilles. So we're worried about that. Do have a great player that's ready to play in Terry Williams, but it was sad to see Romar not even get touched and get hurt. So, you know, we're thinking about him. That's part of the game. It sucks, but we'll move forward.
I thought Jagera Davis, without singling out anyone on the defense, was at his best today as well.
Well, I mean, I thought they all played well. We tackled well. We did provide some pressure. We a couple plays there late on third and 10, man, if we could have just got him down. But I thought our defense did well. Ultimately, we did what we are. We're a team that basically not super explosive right now. We play smart. We do it the right way. We win games.
I'll be the first guy of the week, but not the last to ask you a quick peek ahead to the Ottawa Red Blacks.
Well, they were unstoppable today, so we'll have our hands full and be interesting to see how it all plays out. I'm glad we're in the West, though. I'm looking forward to going to Edmonton. I don't get to say that very often, so looking forward to it.
You get their dressing room. I'm trying to remember there.
Yeah, we do. We'll be in there. We've never seen it, so we'll see it soon.
All right. Dave, again, congratulations off to Edmonton and a chance for the franchise's 8th Grey Cup.
All right. Thanks, guys, and appreciate the fan support. Thank you.
Yeah, it was loud down there. Dave Dickinson, the head coach of the Western Division champion Calgary Stampeders. More guests in a moment, guys.
Some great stuff from Dave
Dickinson. That room's nice. They're going to like it.
Looking forward to a trip to Edmonton for the first time in his career as a member of the Calgary Stampeders. Hey, a couple of things I want to follow up there.
Yeah.
You know, Jagaret Davis, I thought he was, you know, outstanding in this football game, as he's been all season long. And remember at the start of the season when fans were questioning the decision by the organization to move Charleston Hughes? People were saying, what's going on? Hey, you got a faster, you got a better, you got a younger Jagaret Davis. That's why you made a move like Charleston Hughes.
And when you look at the leadership on that defensive group, I mean, you know, we look at, you know, we talk about, you know, Alex Singleton being, you know, such an emotional leader. But Jagaret Davis is a guy who I don't think gets as much credit as he deserves. And today, I really thought that with the offense sputtering, with Bo Levi Mitchell on that stretch where he completed one pass out of 11, I really thought Jagaret Davis, who actually had to leave this game for a short spell with an injury, I thought he was the guy who said, I am going to put this thing on my back. He had a couple of huge plays against that Winnipeg offense, and I think he was the spark that allowed the Stampeders just to get this thing back on track.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because they also talked about Ramar Morris. And
yeah.
I don't think, you know, we talked about it in the pregame show. Ramar Morris was in this game because of his blocking in the backfield. First down plays, obviously Don Jackson's in there. Ramar Morris comes down on second down plays. And losing him did put the heat on the Calgary Stampeder offensive line and on Bo Levi Mitchell. So I don't think he realized how important, you know, Ramar Morris was, you know, to helping protect Bo Levi Mitchell until he went down in this game.
And, you know, kudos to Don Jackson as well because, you know, he loses his backup, you know, normally, you know, you're going to rotate those guys in and out, but Don Jackson had to be an every down guy from that moment on.
Let's go back down to the Calgary Stampeder dressing room because I believe Mark Stephen has another special guest for us with Brandon Smith.
We have Brandon Smith, the ranking member of the Calgary Stampeders. You know, he might as well be the official Grey Cup historian. You go back so many times, but the big smile, your gesture, just say it's just as exciting as the first time you went.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the most important one because it's the task at hand. So, you know, I'm just so proud of the guys, the coaching staff. I mean, we just went out and we played as one. We executed, and, you know, we put on a good performance. And, you know, I'm happy for myself and the team as well.
Collectively, I thought it was as good as the defense has played all season long. They didn't get a lot done of what they wanted to do. No touchdowns, and you held them in.
We were definitely focused out there. I mean, you know, we wanted to harp on. We knew to make it to where we wanted to go, it had to come through us. So we figured, you know, back at home, you know, in front of our home crowd, we had to, you know, play lights out defense.
I thought the crowd was really loud, really boisterous all game long. That's noisiest by far crowd of the year.
Oh, the crowd was definitely into it. I mean, you know, and that's the joy of playing, you know, a divisional final game at home because you're in front of your home crowd and, you know, they were excited. They knew it was going to be a battle and they helped us out a lot. They, you know, made it hard for the offense to hear and, you know, make any play checks. So, you know, we tribute them and we give thanks to them, but, you know, we just want to make sure we go out and put out a good performance for them.
Guys, any questions for Brandon from upstairs?
Smitty, first of all, just holding Andrew Harris to less than 100 yards, how important was that? And how much was that talked about prior to this game?
I mean, we knew if we let him get off to a good start, it would be a long day for us. So we want to really key in on him and, you know, limit his offensive production, and, you know, a lot of their offense goes through him. So, you know, if we can keep an eye on him and, you know, limit his production, don't allow him to, you know, get fired up and let that offensive line get fired up, we knew it would be a hard day for him.
Brandon, in the second half, the team really hit a bad stretch where the offense couldn't get things going. The game was kind of hanging in the balance. What was the mood like on the bench, and what did you guys do? Because it really looked to me like the defense was the catalyst for getting the team back on track.
You know, we're a family here. So, like, you know, when one side of the ball can't get things going, the other side has to pick it up. So we knew we had a lead at that time, and, you know, for them to win, they have to put up points. So as long as we can hold them and not allow them to get any points, we like our chances. So, you know, we definitely got their backs, and, you know, when we needed them, they came through with another score to put the game away.
Sorry, Mark. I was just going to say, Smitty, you know, every fan out there says, hey, you're in the Grey Cup championship again. This time you got to get it done. And did you even think about the last two appearances? As you say, this is business at hand now.
Yeah, we have to. We can't focus on the past. You know, I was always told when you focus on the past, you take away from the present. So we have to put all our energy, all our focus into the task at hand. This year is what, you know, we're focusing on. This year's the most important thing. We have to let the past be the past. I mean, you know, like, you know, I spoke with some guys the other day, and it's like, you know, if you take an exam, you know, 10 times and, you know, you didn't pass two, does that make you a failure? No. I mean, you still passed eight other times. So we just got to continue focusing on the task at hand. That doesn't make you a bad player, a bad team, a bad focus. It's just, you know, any given day, anything can happen. So we just have to focus on the present now, put all our energy, all our focus into this year, and, you know, go out there and try to get a victory.
Well, I'll be the first to ask just a quick take on Ottawa. It's been a long time since you've seen them, and obviously I don't think you spent a lot of time watching the East Final, but just a quick take on them.
You know, they're a good team. They're going to come out and, you know, give us a run for our money. So we just have to continue to do what we do, continue putting in the time, the effort, the focus, you know, practice hard and, you know, come out and play with a lot of energy and effort going into the big game.
A few years ago, it was win one for Kevin Glenn. Is it win one for Smitty now that you're the ranking guy here?
Win one.
Win the Grey Cup.
Absolutely. I mean, that's always the focus. When we first come in during training camp, that's the number one goal, is to win the Grey Cup. So, yeah. You know, now we have the opportunity to do it. You know, so we just got to go out there and take advantage of it.
Brandon, congratulations, and on to Edmonton. We'll see you there.
All right, see you in Edmonton.
All right. Brandon Smith joining us. Guys, more guests in a moment.
Good stuff, Mark. Let's take a quick time out here on the Valentine Volvo postgame show. Calgary Stampeders 22, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 14. You heard it all right here on the home of the Calgary Stampeders, 770 CHQR. The drive of the game for the Alberta Ford dealers coming up here on the Valentine Volvo postgame show. But first, let's go right back down to the Calgary Stampeder dressing room. Jagarrad Davis, four defensive tackles, two quarterback sacks. One of the defensive stars, one of the many defensive stars in this game for the Stampeders. He's with Mark Steven.
Jagarrad, collectively, you had some fine stats. I appreciate, but collectively, was that the best defensive effort of the year?
This far, I mean, glory to God. I definitely got to give him thanks for first. Thus far, I say that's one of the best defensive performances up to yet. Hopefully, we can better that come next week in the Grey Cup. But, I mean, collectively, we bought in. We knew for the past month or so, we ain't be playing up to Stampeder football. We knew starting off, we set the goal that we was trying to be one of the best defenses in CFL history. And we kind of fell off in the last month and a half. But we just wanted to take it upon ourselves coming in against a great opponent as Winnipeg. They're one of the best offensive teams in Nichols and the receiving core, the offensive line, and Andrew Harris. Just took upon ourselves to just try to keep them, their games, to a moderate and show that we're still the best defense up here.
I thought you got so much pressure with your front four. All of you just, I won't say harassed them, but made life pretty difficult for them.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we knew coming into the game that we had to keep Nichols uncomfortable. We had to get them off the spot. We couldn't just let them sit back there and pick us apart, because if you see in the last game we played against them, their second half, we gave him time, and he picked us apart. So we just took it upon ourselves. Like, the game was going to be won and lost in the trenches, and we took it upon ourselves at the defensive line collectively, as well as our secondary, because without our secondary doing what they're doing, lights out, being ball hawks and just putting a blanket over their receivers, that gave us time to get back there and create havoc for the quarterback.
I thought you guys created havoc for the quarterback, but so did the crowd. That was a really electrifying crowd, I thought.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that's probably one of the loudest games I've been a part of in my 3 years here. And we do it for the fans, and for the fans to just to show up like they did tonight and just cheer us on like that. I mean, there was all the extra momentum, and I mean, we really felt like we had an extra play out there on the field today with our crowd, because they were so into the game, so enthusiastic, and they showed up and they showed out.
Guys, any questions for Jagarrad?
Speaking of ball hawks, Alex Singleton with that catch on the onside kick. Do you think he's a receiver or what?
Oh, man. I mean, Alex is an athlete now, so whatever you ask him to do, he's going to be able to do it for you. So it didn't surprise me one bit when he went up there and made the game-sealing catch to end the game for us.
Jagarrad, we talked about the pressure that the front four was able to create, but I also thought that you guys did a great job in the pursuit game, in getting after receivers, in getting after Harris coming out of the backfield. Would you agree that your group, the front four, had one of its best pursuit games?
I would definitely have to say so. I mean, we harped about it at the beginning of the year, even more now. I mean, our D-line pursuing to the ball, running to the ball, trying to be the first one to the ball, even though if the ball is through to the opposite side of the field. It's just our pursuit because you never know what's going to happen. We want to be the one to make the tackle. We want to let our DBs be the one to have to make the tackle every time. So by us showing up, it's just creating momentum and showing that we're in this together. It's not just, oh, it's the DBs or it's the linebackers or it's the D-linemen. We're in this. We 12 strong. We holding strong. And with the crowd being with us, we're 13 strong tonight in the show.
Guys, I don't want to say Jagera. Well, Jagera still has his uniform on, so you can take it off between now and the weekend. I know you're still pumped up. Congratulations and on to Edmonton.
Man, appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all again. Expect another great show come next week.
All right. Jagera Davis joining us. Jagera, thank you very much. And we've got Eric Rogers here, by the way, standing. Eric, come on over and accepts a hand slap from Jagera, understandably so. And here is Eric. Eric, first of all, congratulations to the team. I know at times the offense struggled, but you kept believing and put 22 points on the board. Just an overall assessment of the offense.
Yeah, we played well, but we hurt ourselves too many times tonight, and it almost came back to bite us. We took points off the board with the punt return and a field goal. We gave them the ball in the short field, but the defense played a really good game. Offense made plays when we needed to, but we had too many penalties, self-inflicted wounds, but we got the W.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware, you're the first Stampeder in a playoff game to make 3 touchdown catches for in a game, so a team record for you there. Were you the guy that was open? Tell me about the 3 touchdowns and some common threads through them.
Yeah, the red zone, we had some, Coach Dickey drew up some good plays. The first one, just beat my man across his face, but put it right on my body. We were on the same page there. Next one, same thing. They were in the zone, so I quickened it up. He put it on my body again. And the third one, it was man. It flattened out a deep out, and Bo put it high. I went up and got it and secured the catch. And we needed it, man. We were only up 3. We didn't want to take a field goal just to go up 6, give their good offense a chance to go win the game. So our defense played well, didn't let them score a touchdown. So. That's what we needed. We needed everything.
Bit of a gasp in the crowd when you went off. They were looking at your knee. Was that just maintenance, or are you okay and everything?
Yeah, I'll be sore. I got caught underneath me, some crunchiness, but hopefully it's nothing too serious, and I'm ready to go next week.
Guys, any questions for Eric?
Well, I guess on that train of thought, Eric, the last game of the regular season, I think you were healthy enough to play. Coach's decision decides not to put you in the lineup. Did you take that personally, and did that make you a motivated player for this game?
No, I mean, my mindset the whole year was, because we were so far in first, that I kind of figured I wasn't going to play the last game. But when we lost those 3 in a row, was it 3 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
And we needed to get the W. I just, kind of changed my train of thought. Like, okay, I'll play this last game. We'll get the W secure first. But Coach went in a different direction with Bakari. He came up here. He did well. And we're not going to bring him up here just to not play him, because we may need him in the playoffs. And I'm a team guy, and whatever coaches decide. And Bakari played well, and he could have played tonight. He may have to go next week. So it was definitely good to get his feet wet and get him a game under his belt.
Erica, when you were out of the game there, what was the final factor that got you back in? Did the coaches come to you? Was it your decision? Did they say, what do you think? Can you go? Or what was the process to get you back on the field?
Oh, it's all me. I know my body more, better than anyone, and I was just taking my time, letting it calm down. I was there with the doctor and just testing out certain things. And I let JB take a couple series. And then when I just wanted to go back up there for my teammates. I did that, and I went back in by myself.
Eric, that's how things roll around here. You're away for a couple years after a Grey Cup. You come back, you're in the Grey Cup. So you left with a winner and come back with a winner. Got to be very satisfying.
Yeah, it goes to show that this organization, they find the right players, and they put together a nice team every year. They've been dominating the West last 8 to 10 years. They've always been in the mix, and I'm just happy to come contribute. And that was my whole mind frame coming into this year. I wasn't trying to come and lead the league and all that kind of stuff. I just wanted to come and contribute to an already stacked receiving core, and now we have a chance to win the Grey Cup, and that's the ultimate team goal.
Guys, any other things for Eric here?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you just a little bit. You talked about this a little bit, but, about the journey, about the decision, to come back and having to accept a slightly different role and, having to spend some time on the sidelines again with another knee procedure this year. Any time you had any doubts that this was the right thing for you to do?
Yeah, I took the when I had my injury to begin with, I thought it would be a year. It took 2 years. And then when I decided to come back up, I just wanted to come back. And I knew I wasn't going to be, you know, 100%, but I figured I'd be good enough. And I needed to get that procedure, and it helped out a lot. I've been running the best I've been all year. There was times before where I was just telling myself, like, let me get through this year, and, you know, if everything doesn't go well in this offseason, I don't know, you know, I may have to, you know, move on and stuff like that. But I wanted to, you know, stick around and definitely just be here for my teammates for the rest of the year. And I knew I could contribute. So I just decided to get the procedure in the middle of the year. And then we started having those receiver injuries. And I got back in and, you know, started getting my feet wet. And like the last 2 weeks, I've been really impressed with my running. And now I got a little banged up. So we'll see how this week goes.
Eric, congratulations. Enjoy this on to Edmonton. We'll catch up with you there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Eric Rogers joining us in the Calgary Stampeder dressing room with a record-setting 3-touchdown performance today as the Stampeders win the West and move on to the Grey Cup, the 17th appearance by the Calgary Stampeders in Grey Cup history as they seek the 8th Grey Cup in franchise history. And that game will be on the air at 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock pregame show with the TSN pregame show. They'll pick it up. We'll bring you everything there is from Edmonton over the next little while, and hopefully the Stampeders are back in a week with another championship trophy. So for tonight, for the season, that's the dressing room story.
Good stuff, Mark. And by the way, Dave Rowan, myself, we will have a fifth quarter call-in show after the Grey Cup championship game for Mountain View Financial, so stick around for that. We got to take care of a little bit of business here, Dave Rowe.
Yeah, don't worry, Jack. I tweaked the chili recipe, so it won't bite back quite so hard this year.
Sounds like a plan. So let's get to the drive of the game, first of all, for the Alberta Ford dealers. I think this is a pretty easy one in my books.
The drive of the game?
Yes.
Well, I was very excited because, unlike the last game I did in Montreal, I actually had a choice for a drive of the game. It was a pretty short list in Montreal, but as exciting as that drive in the fourth quarter was, I'm sorry, I got to go back to the first half. Drive number four for the Calgary Stampeders, mm-hmm. 14 plays. They start at their own 18-yard line. They take 8:20 off the clock. At one point, after a penalty, they were first and 20. 6 runs for 32 yards. Bo Levi Mitchell, 6 of 8 passing for 68 yards. Cap it off with that 12-yard touchdown pass to Eric Rogers. And in the early stages of the game, Winnipeg had been controlling. They were limited to field goals, but that really got the Stampeders going.
Without a doubt, that is the drive of the game because the Calgary Stampeders were down by 6 after giving up 2 field goals in the first quarter, including a playoff record 57-yarder, Justin Medlock, to open the scoring in this game. And after that 8-minute drive, the Calgary Stampeders had the lead and the lead to stay here in the West Final as Eric Rogers capped it off with a 12-yard touchdown and a 7-6 lead for the Calgary Stampeders. So, from the drive of the game, I want to get back quickly to the stat story because this is interesting. If you look at the key stats, you know, time of possession and offensive yards, it's a pretty even football game. Possession time, Calgary slight edge, 31-24, and Calgary had 294 yards of offense. Winnipeg had 262 yards of offense. I bring up the 294. That's important because Shane Holmes for Kids Up Front donate another $294. That's a dollar for every offensive yard. As I mentioned in the pregame show, Stampeders had over 7,000 yards of offense this season. We doubled down for Battle of Alberta games, so well over the $8,000 mark that Shane Holmes will be donating to Kids Up Front this season. I know the last couple of years they've topped it up to a cool $10,000. Not that I want to put any pressure on them.
Don't be spending their money, Chuck.
Exactly right, but maybe, just maybe, they will top things up to $10,000. So again, thanks to Shane Holmes and their generous donation to Kids Up Front.
And yeah, Jack, well, you talked about the stats being close in terms of time of possession, in terms of total yards. Really, this one just comes down to finish. You know, the Bombers unable to find the end zone. Justin Medlock accounting for all of their points. No real long ball threat out of Matt Nichols. He had 3 completions of 15 yards or more, and all of those were in the fourth quarter when the Stampeders were playing off the ball and, you know, willing to give up a few yards. There were a couple of long drives for both teams, but really, it comes down to just that small an edge, just being able to close out.
All right. We are missing Greg Peterson. I know he's listening in from the Foothills Hospital tonight. So, Greg, our thoughts are certainly with you. Greg, of course, had some surgery earlier this week. That's why Dave Rowe is handling all of the key components for Greg Peterson tonight on our broadcast. As a matter of fact, Dave Rowe is going to select our four stars of the game when we come back. Offense, defense, Canadian, and special teams players of the game. Always easier after a victory. So Dave's got some tough choices tonight on the Valentine Volvo post-game show. We'll get to that when we come back, and we'll go down to the field level, down to the sidelines for Cowboys Casino. We'll hear from Adam Big Hill of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. That's all coming your way as we continue on Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football, 770 CHQR. And welcome back to the Valentine Volvo postgame show. Jock Wilson, Dave Rowe here in the press box as the Calgary Stampeders are once again on their way to the Grey Cup Championship, the third consecutive year, as they will be in Edmonton next week to tangle with the Ottawa Red Blacks. A 4 o'clock kickoff in Edmonton. We'll have the TSN radio call for you with their pregame show starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For Cowboys Casino, Dave McIver was on the sidelines today, and he checks in with a member of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Let's go to his interview with Adam Big Hill.
With Adam Big Hill of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Adam, just take us through the game, close at the half, and just got away from you guys at the end.
It's a defensive battle tonight. You know, I feel like this wasn't enough of a clean game on our part, too many penalties. You know, things didn't go our way in some aspects and some calls. You know, in a tough battle like that, I mean, you know, all those things matter. Field position matters. You know, I mean, it was a defensive battle tonight in Calgary. You know, they played good football tonight.
I know it's fresh, but do you feel this year's a step in the right direction?
We've done a lot of great things, you know, this season. You know, we did a lot of great things tonight. We just didn't play well enough to win tonight. I mean, you look at the things we did tonight against Calgary in the second half, so offense, you know, on defense, I mean, we played pretty good. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. It's a tough loss. We got a little burn.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, Adam Big Hill. And it's interesting, Dave Rowe, because Adam Big Hill, as Dave Dickinson told us at the start of the game, he said he's the best blitzing linebacker in the Canadian Football League. And I look at his numbers today, and he'll probably be the Defensive Player of the Year in the Canadian Football League today, this season. He doesn't have the sexy numbers, does he?
No.
Two defensive tackles, that's it.
Yeah, we were paying a lot of attention to the fact that the Stampeder defense, you know, were able to neutralize, you know, Andrew Harris. But, you know, that Stampeder offense and the offensive line did a fantastic job of shutting down Adam Big Hill. You really didn't hear his name called much at all. He did have the arm injury. You notice he had the big club on the left hand. You know, had to leave the game late, so you don't know, you know, how much of a factor that was. But again, I'm looking at the stats here, and just a great credit for two tackles, no sacks, and again, you weren't calling Adam Big Hill's number when Bo Levi Mitchell was under pressure.
Let's get to the four stars of the game. Dave Rowe checks in for Greg Peterson on the four stars of the game, a top offensive, defensive, Canadian, and special teams. So let's start off with offense, and I think this might be fairly easy for you.
Fairly easy, shall we say. I'm going to start off just an honorable mention to Don Jackson. 14 carries for 83 yards, didn't find the end zone, had an 18-yard carry, had the one fumble, but again, it didn't start cascading downhill for Don Jackson after that. You know, he was able to control his emotions and exploded for some big runs to move the chains for the Calgary Stampeders in this game. So I wanted to give Don Jackson an honorable mention, but Eric Rogers, this is a walk-off shot. Six catches, 61 yards, three touchdowns in this game. Battles back from the injury late in the game to get that touchdown to put this game out of reach. This is in no-brainer country.
Well, I would agree with you. Hopefully he's healthy to play in the Grey Cup Championship game. And I think we should also give a little bit of an honor mention to Bo Levi Mitchell. Again, three touchdown passes, no interceptions. You know, just
good decision-making.
Just did what he did. Yeah, all season long. Good decision. If this was his last game at McMahon Stadium for a while, as Danny Austin said in the pregame show, hey, we've all speculated he's a free agent in the offseason. Is he going to kick tires in the NFL? Maybe he will. If this was his last game here at McMahon Stadium, hey, it's the way Bo Levi Mitchell wanted to get it done.
And no Calgary Stampeder fan is going to fault Bo Levi Mitchell if he decides to try his luck south of the border. But again, what I really liked about Bo's game today was not making bad situations worse. When he was under pressure, he took a couple of sacks. He threw balls out of bounds instead of trying to make things happen when there's nothing there to make happen.
You got some decisions to make on defense. Who was your top defensive player?
Wow. This was probably the toughest choice because even when you look in the front four, you could nominate everybody in the front four. I thought Junior Turner had his best game of the year. I talked about the pursuit of the front four, running down plays and, not just pressuring Matt Nichols. But, when you come out of that group, you have to go with Jagared Davis. So Jagared had a couple of quarterback sacks in this game. He was credited with four tackles. And again, when the game was hanging in the balance into the fourth quarter and the Stampeders, looked tight, they looked nervous down there, Jagared seemed to be the guy who really put the team on his back. So he gets the nod there. Alex Singleton would have been another great choice. He had seven tackles in this game. Brandon Smith with the big knockdown late in the game. Adam Berger was solid at safety. But Jagared Davis was noticeable out there in a good way.
Well, the nice thing about Alex Singleton, there's always another opportunity for Alex Singleton, and that brings us to our top Canadian.
Oh, really? Well, you think so? Trying to put words in my mouth. You're trying to make people spend 10 grand. You're trying to put words in my mouth.
I did that with Greg Peterson in the last game of the season. Maybe I could do it with you too.
No, you didn't. Actually, I'm going to go a little bit off the board here because for my top Canadian of the game, I'm going to go with Richard Sindani. He had three catches for 44 yards in the game. And again, as Dave Dickinson told us in the pregame meeting, that there was going to be a lot of added pressure on Richard Sindani because Juwan Breskison I didn't even see Juwan get out on the field.
I think he got out twice.
Yeah, he had that little bit of a groin tweak and was just unable to go. And so Richard Sindani, a guy who has earned so much praise from the coaching staff and from Bo Levi Mitchell, just for being such a great student of the game, for learning multiple positions, and just being a guy that doesn't hurt you when he's out on the field. And today, I thought he delivered. He had three catches. He had a 21-yarder out there. Richard Sindani's my top Canadian.
Well, you're right, because, and he wasn't expecting to start, gets the start, did some nice work for the Calgary Stampeders. And, realistically, if the Stamps would have lost this game, we would have probably looked back at the Don Jackson fumble. We probably would have looked back at Lamar Durant when he drops a sure first down that caused a 2-0 for the Calgary Stampeders.
Yeah, I mean, and that was tough because we were talking about how Lamar really seemed to be finding his game. Had a big catch in the first half, but, unfortunately was unable to squeeze that ball when the Calgary Stampeders really needed a catch to get things going there. But Lamar Durant has to be a bigger part of this offensive group. But today it was Richardson Danny carrying the Canadian flag.
So Eric Rogers on offense, Jagared Davis on defense, Richardson Danny top Canadian, and that brings us to the final award, our game ball for the top special teams player. Where are you going?
Well, this is where you were wrong again. You said that Alex Singleton had one more opportunity to win an award. Alex Singleton actually has two chances to win an award.
Tonight he did.
And I am going to give him the special teams player.
Wow, that's the first time ever that he has won top special teams player.
Yeah, Alex had a special teams tackle out there. I mean, this is a guy. He's a leader on your defense. He's, again, if it's not for the year that Micah Johnson has, he's the outstanding defensive player nominee, leading the league in tackles. But he pays. He's still a factor on special teams, and on top of that, he recovers that onside kick. He just he got vertical, and he made the catch. The honorable mention to this one, and honestly, until Alex pulled in that onside kick, I was going with Tunde Adeleke because the pressure was on Tunde to carry the return burden after Romar Morris went down. And again, not spectacular numbers, a one kickoff return for 15 yards, three punt returns for 31 yards. But one of my keys to the game was take what's there. And Tunde Adeleke took what was there and protected the football. And again, with the extra pressure that was on him after Romar Morris went down, second-year Calgary Stampeder delivered.
Something you never see on the stat sheet at the end of the game, kickoff returns, one for Alex Singleton for 0 yards and a zero average, but it was still a very important kickoff return, if you call it a kickoff.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was saying to Mark, I don't know why I was doing, why I seized on this number, but I was flipping through the game notes, and for some reason, onside onside kick stats jumped out at me. And so that's now, you know, it was 3 for 8 onside kicks recovered. So it's now 3 for 9 onside kicks recovered in the CFL this year.
All right. So there you have it. Our four stars of the game, Eric Rogers, Jagera Davis, Richardson Danny, Alex Singleton. Remember those names? We just might be talking about it on Monday night as we are checked in with Dave Dickinson on Sports Talk with Jock. That does it for the Valentine Volvo postgame show. It's a Stampeder Ottawa Red Black Grey Cup 106 in Edmonton, a rematch of the 2016 game. And we've had our say, so now it's time for you to have your say, because we're going to open up the phone lines for the fifth quarter call-in show brought to you by Mountain View Financial. Phone lines are now open. Easy to call, easy to text, 403-974-8255. Out of town, it's a toll-free call, 1-800-563-7770. You can check us out on Twitter at SportsOn770. And we're going to kick things off, as we always do, with the Crunch of the Game. The Crunch of the Game is brought to you by Horton Auto Body and Paint. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football, 770 CHQR.